It's hard to believe, but 10 years ago, Hugo Chavez became the president of Venezuela, and he's been working to increase his influence and profile ever since. The Venezuelan leader is the subject of a new PBS Frontline documentary, which chronicles Chavez's rise to power and how he uses his leadership style to hold on to the presidency. Here's an excerpt.
How are you, Fidel? Very well. Thank you. And you? Very well.
It is a rare Sunday when Chavez does not mention Fidel in his broadcast. No matter the subject of the day, he calls out to him.
How are you, Fidel? Aquí desde Barinas te saludamos, esta tierra que te quiere mucho. How are you, Fidel?
Why he greets him in English is not clear. But it's obvious that Castro is never too far from his mind.
The Frontline film is called The Hugo Chavez Story, and it's produced by our partner WGBH in Boston. It airs tonight, and we're joined now by Ofra Bikel, who's the producer, writer, and director of The Hugo Chavez Show. Ofra, does Hugo Chavez really think about Fidel Castro as often as that clip from your program indicates?
Oh, he's crazy about Fidel Castro. Totally. I mean, he admires heroes, and he admired Fidel Castro, admired Che Guevara from when he was a child. And the problem with poor Chavez that he didn't depose anybody. He wasn't a revolutionary. He just won elections, and he can't get over it. And he loves Castro, just loves him, you know, because he's brave, because he was a revolutionary, because he fought. And
because he confronted the United States so successfully through the Cold War, and that's really become a style of Hugo Chavez's entire presidency. Has he been able to remake himself as a revolutionary while in power?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, not really. He talks about it. First of all, I mean, he's very different than Castro. I mean, Chavez never killed anybody. Chavez doesn't imprison people on the whole. You know, the elite did not leave the country. Some did, but not in the way that the Cubans did. So no, he's not like Castro, and he would love to be like Castro, but he's not.
But the Chavez story is very much a story of wealth. The oil wealth that Venezuela commands, and which much of which is sold to the United States, is the reason why Chavez is able to remain in power. We had elections this week which sort of showed an erosion, but also continued to show his popularity inside Venezuela.
That's right. I mean, he is popular. He fought for this election incredibly hard.
He wasn't running. Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter to him. I mean, he pretended he was running. It was all new governors, and he fought in every state as if he was the governor. I mean, yeah, there was an erosion. It is interesting that he lost Caracas. He lost the mayoralty of Caracas, and he lost the biggest shanty town, in Latin America. In other words, the poor.
Right.
And I don't know what he would make of that.
And that's his strength, really, because he is talking about being a champion of the poor and turning the oil wealth of Venezuela into an engine for social change. But here's what one individual from your documentary made of that policy.
It's only a matter of speeches. Big speeches, nothing happens. You know why? Because Venezuela is selling about 1.5 million barrels per day of crude and products to the United States. Most of the crude oil which goes to the United States is heavy crude. That heavy crude is processed in some special refineries in the United States, and that crude cannot go to other places. Then Chavez cannot cut the supplies to the United States. If Chavez cuts the supplies to the United States, he will remain in power a few weeks.
That's former Venezuelan Energy Minister Humberto Berti saying that the confrontational rhetoric against the United States is empty because Hugo Chavez can't cut oil supplies. And he says that the whole social policy is a matter of speeches only. Is that what you found?
I found that there might be good intentions, but there's no follow-through. I mean, he doesn't have a government. That's the problem with Hugo Chavez. He has yes men. And so the ideas must be very worthy and very interesting, but nobody follows through. And the ideas are also sort of naive in a way. I mean, he was sort of thought that he was going to give people money And he was going to take people who are unemployed, give them money, they will go to classes, and then they will open cooperatives, and then they will make money, and then there will be an engine of change. But people went to the classes, took the money, and left. One thing, and just didn't do anything, or they would establish cooperative, but they didn't. But they knew nothing about marketing or about, and so things just completely collapsed.
Although the criticism of a lack of follow through is not something that would be confined to the government of Venezuela, you can see that in governments all around the world. So I'm wondering if the idea of this, colorful, candid character who can't keep his mouth shut, who has his own broadcast, the two-hour television broadcast that is literally the Hugo Chavez show.
2 hour? Eight hours.
Right. is there something about him that is more honest as a politician than maybe the more buttoned-up dictator types that we're used to in this region?
I think so. I think he's honest. I think when he's happy, he tells people. When he's angry, he does. When he scolds his minister, it's right on the air. He's honest. I don't know. He's very honest. He's completely the opposite of Obama, Obama is not thinking about how to do and how to have people around him. Chavez doesn't need anybody around him. He doesn't want anybody around him. He's very happy by himself. And you just call him and say, just say, yes, Mr. President, and he's very happy.
Is he threatened by oil prices declining?
He says no. He says no. He has like 200 reserve for 200 years. So he says that he's not. And for the moment, he isn't.
Well, it's a fascinating character study tonight on Frontline. Ofra Bikel is the producer, writer, and director of the Frontline documentary, The Hugo Chavez Show, and it'll be on the air from our partner WGBH in Boston and on PBS stations around the country. Ofra, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.